some more. Mike, what is going on, y'all? Welcome to the Huey Show, episode number 3. And it is your boy Huey. You know, it has been a good, quiet little bit, you know. But we are officially back. And, you know, it's been a while. I believe the last show, if I'm not mistaken, came out May 2nd. So, solid 2 months ago. That's on me. I'm not gonna lie. But, you know, it's been a little hectic. I got some shit to tell y'all. Yeah, I mean, your boy just had his first jury duty. Your boy has to tell you about Vegas. Good old lovely Vegas. I was supposed to have like 2 episodes out, but I'm not gonna lie. If the episodes aren't too entertaining for what I feel like is my level of my quality, then I'm probably not gonna put it out. Because I just think that, you know, you have to be entertained. And if I sound boring or if my mic is giving me issues cutting in and out, which it has started doing, fortunately. But if that does happen, then I will, you know, unfortunately, I'll just say, you know what? Let me try to record another episode. Wait till something spicy comes out. And then we do our thing. Sorry about that, y'all. Had to go handle some business. But we're back. So, yeah. You know, if the podcasters aren't good or the quality's not coming out to the standard that I think it should be at, then I just press pause on it. But, you know, I decided to restructure the show, give it a little bit of a better structure. You know, I tried to, you know, copy or be in resemblance of my other podcasts that I've done. But I think it's time that we have, like I said before, a better structure. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the Life of Huey, right? The Life of Huey could be anything that's going on in my modern day life. And so that could just be personal. That could be something that just happened. That could be a story that a friend told me. Whatever it is, that's where the shit, that's where I'm going to discuss it. It's going to be in that one little section. I'm going to try to have, you know, the main section highlighted, time stamped, and then I'm going to have little individual time stamps showing what was discussed, what you want to hear about, what you can skip to. So, because, you know, realistically, some of us don't like to sit through a whole podcast waiting to get to the juice, waiting to get to the punchline. Some of us just want to get straight to what we want to hear, what your opinion is, and move on with our fucking day. And I get that, because I've been there, done that, and I still do sometimes do that with some of my favorite podcasts. But, so that's going to be one section of it. Then we got Huey's the Booth, right? Now, it's perfectly Huey's the Booth, not Huey's the Sports Booth or Huey's the Music Booth. In case I want to delve into different things that involves booths. So it could be, let's say, one week it could be about rap. The next week it could be about sports, or it could be about gaming, esports, or it could be whatever it is. That's the whole point of that. And it's just to separate and just keep things a little bit more organized. So people that want to only hear about my sports opinion, if you give a damn, you can go straight to that shit. I mean, I'd rather not waste people's time and have people sitting here waiting to get to what they need to get to. Because realistically, like I said, your ears are drawn to what you want to hear. You know, we always go for the information that we wish to seek. Even if really we should look for the other information, because it's always good to have both sides, but we always seek one side of it. And so I'm here to get you what you want. Simple as that. So we got Huey's the Booth. This time it's gonna be mostly sports. I don't have a lot of rap going on. You know, rap is rap, or just music in general. It doesn't have to be rap. It could be R&B, it could be country, because I do listen to some country music. Not a lot. Don't come to me thinking I'm gonna know every single Tennessee artist that's gonna be out there in Tennessee for their whole country performance. I don't know that. If I hear it, I might know it. But this time it's gonna be mostly sports, NFL, NBA. You know, last time you guys heard from me, it was in the NBA playoffs, was still, I think, in the second round or the semi-conference finals, I think it was. Now I'm gonna go into a full discussion about how I felt about it. You know, my cousin was unfortunately right. Shout out to Willie from the Drive. You know, I thought it was gonna be the Nets versus somebody. It could have been either Boston Celtics, the Nets, the Milwaukee Bucks, or any one of those teams, and I was unfortunately wrong. Sorry about that, y'all. Had to take care of my dog and have him go out. It's funny. They never bother you when I'm just hanging out at my house. But the second I start recording a podcast, that's when everybody needs my attention. But back to the NBA. I'm gonna be talking about all that good jazz, how my cousin was right, I was wrong. I thought it was either gonna be the Boston Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks versus either the Lakers, the Memphis Grizzlies. I think I even had the Mavs before they traded for Kyrie Irving, which he fucked up my list. Me and my cousins made a list, and I will discuss that in that section of the podcast. Like I said, that's all gonna be Huey's the Booth. To where I step in and I talk about anything that pretty much involves a booth. And then we got Huey's Nerve Room. This might become Huey's War Room, but I might keep that for if we ever discuss politics. Even though I'm gonna try to keep it neutral when it comes down to that. It's never easy. You know, I try to go for more neutral based websites that have both sides that can tell me which side's doing what side's doing what, whatever it is. But most likely, we'll probably never get into that because, you know, politics is a slippery slope. Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody feels like they're right. Me personally, both sides are just trying to screw you over. Just one side might be more honest, and the other side might try to sugarcoat it more. That's pretty much it. So, to get us started off, right, I'm gonna start with the bland stuff, and then as we move down, we'll get to more exciting things. Like for instance, Life of Huey. Right. So today was my first day for jury duty. Now that was a very interesting experience. I had this whole plot, this whole scheme set up, you know, because I'm not gonna lie, your boy's about to go on vacation again. after telling everybody, yeah, I'm not going on vacation for a good little bit. I decided to change my mind and go on a nice little vacation. Your boy has been in college for most of his life, barely ever took vacation, barely ever went outside the state. So I gotta find times when I can get it done, and I decided to take it. But yeah, so I had jury duty, and I had this whole scheme. I didn't even need to fucking use it. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. If I wasn't going on vacation, I probably would have had no problem actually becoming a juror, even though I do, you know, find the justice system to be a little, you know, corrupt, and it is corrupt. But you know, as they say, as long as you have money, you can escape that case. Word to OJ. But it is what it is. I mean, I would have done it because I would have got paid for it, and then I didn't have to go anywhere but sit down and just review facts all day. I would have done it, but you know, I'm trying to go out. I'm trying to go on this vacation. But yeah, you get in there. I'm pretty sure if you've done jury duty, it's not hard. It's not complicated. You get in there. You show them that you have jury duty. They end up having you know, take certain parts off the slip that comes in the mail. I think one of my coworkers said it's different in every part. So I know Suffolk's different from Nassau. Nassau's different from Suffolk, and the five boroughs are different from Nassau and Suffolk. Whatever. Cool. You guys got the gist. Right, so you go in there, like I said, they have you fill out the back of it, name, you know, your job information if they pay for jury duty, blah blah blah. And yeah, I pretty much waited there till like around 12-ish, and then they interviewed me. They said, based upon what you have heard, is there anybody that's going to have any issues, anything like that? I brought up to how, you know, because once they said, listen, it's the summer, we get that people are trying to go on vacation. So if you're about to go on vacation, please let us know, and then we can try to accommodate you, work around it. Just let you know this trial is a civil trial, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Right? I don't want to get into no issues. But yeah, so I had schemed up this whole massive scheme, this whole massive plan, master plan. Didn't even need to use it. Like I said, I told them, hey, listen, I'm going on vacation. I thought it was next month. It's really at the end of this month, and then I was free to go. So that pretty much covers up jury's duty. Simple as that. I got some pretty cool lawyers, pretty fast, pretty quick, and yeah. Now, what I want to discuss now with you next is the Vegas trip, right? Vegas, I had a blast, and I finally got to be on the, I guess, more West Coast, because that's probably the closest I've been to Cali. Closest I've been to my boy Kenji, who lives in Cali, but I unfortunately cannot visit him because I think he's more North Cali, I believe. I don't think he's SoCal, but for those who don't know, Southern California. But just in case, you never know who listens and who does not listen. However, I went there, had a great time. I mean, I got to walk the Vegas Strip. Unfortunately, one of my cousins, he got caught up with one of the I guess it's the photo woman, like the woman that walk up and down the strips wearing angel outfits, cop outfits, whatever kind of outfit you can imagine, a zombie outfit, whatever it is. That's what they do, right? So, they had just came off the plane. They had the whole issues with their rooms, but that's for them to discuss one day if they ever decide to come on a podcast, which they of course know they are always free to come on the podcast. That's family. That's Willie from the Drive. Anybody that's really cousins, and I'm pretty solid with you. I know how you act. I know that we have common things. You're always down to come on the podcast. But they just came, and I had specifically told them both, Willie from the Drive, and I don't want to say his government name, so I'm just gonna call him my cousin. But I think he does have a manager name. I just can't remember it. But he had just came off the plane, and I told him, whatever you do, if those women try to put their hands on you, try to flirt with you, try to get you to stop walking, and keep walking. Because once you stop, they got you, and they're not gonna let you go until you cough up some tip money, right? And you're not, and your tip's not gonna get wet. So unless you cough up a whole bunch of money, right? Say, so, yeah, I got you. Now, Will got that, right? Unfortunately, our fellow cousin, he missed on that. He didn't seem to grasp that concept. I told him, imagine you're in Times Square and people are trying to hand you pamphlets, mixtapes, even though people don't really do that. Well, they do, but it's usually just links or QR codes or whatever. Just keep walking, because once you stop walking, they're gonna yoink you, and like I said, you're gonna give up that tip money, right? The second we get out of Harrah's. Horrors, how the fuck you say that shit, right? The second we get out of that shit, the first woman with angel fucking wings on, pink ass angel wings, she says something. I think she says, "Hey daddy, hey sexy," something like that. And this man stopped dead in his tracks, right? And I think it was the black woman with angel wings that stopped them. And they usually run in duos, they run in packs. So then you have this Latina, which, by the way, I'm not gonna lie, there were some baddies. I'm not gonna lie, there were some baddies, so I understand him stopping, and I understand him wanting to catch the ear. But I had just explained to him, don't stop, because once you stop, they got you. There's nothing you can do. I mean, there is things you can do. You can just tell him no, but the chances of you saying no is not too high. And he's not that kind of, type of dude to just be like, nah, fuck out my face. Now, he got that after to say fuck out my face, and then he got on his New York shit. Then his New York side came out. But man, when I tell you they swarmed him, it looked like he wasn't even happy in the photos. He looked pissed off. Like, these some bitches got me for my fucking bread. Right? So it's me, my dad, like I said, I don't wanna say cousins or family's names, government names out like that. So I'm gonna say family friend, and then, like I said, my cousin Willie. So we're watching them, right? They ask us to take pictures, and then we walk away again. The little Latina chick is trying to wave us over, talking about, come over here, Poppy. Oh my God, that made me laugh. Because, yo, he said, oh, I ain't got no cash on me. So these motherfuckers made them cash app him like $20 a pop, or like $15 a pop, or something like that. And dude, that just touched down. He didn't get no food. He didn't even spend no money on no food yet. Dude was $30 gone. And he hadn't even been on the ground for more than like 2, 3 hours. Like that. That's what really made it funny. That's what made it crazy for me. Because how you blow $30 and you just touch down? What was also crazy about Vegas is that they have gambling machines in the airport. I mean, that's insane already. But that's Vegas. And then I also got another story, another tale. And that tale involves, look, I think you're not allowed to smoke on the strip. right? But you know me, I was chilling, marinating, minding my own business, just, enjoying my vacation. And I think this is as we're just about to go to Old Vegas, I think it was. And by the way, I always tell people, if you want to go get drunk, go to Old Vegas, because New Vegas or the Strip will run you dry of your money. Yeah, I mean, definitely go out to Old Vegas if you have the means, if you can Uber down there and Uber back. Stay on the Strip, but just Uber down there, because that is one hell of experience. But we're gonna talk about that. And trying to make sure I'm actually recording. Okay. I'm on the Strip minding my business, and I see these women dressed as cops coming down right now. Of course, like I said, it's the women that are just trying to get you money to get to take photos and get tips, which I feel like it's kind of productive standing out there all day just to maybe get a $10-$15 tip for one person. Maybe, I mean, you might, I'm not gonna blow up these women's businesses, but you know what some of them do on the side. It's not that uncommon. Do what you have to, but it is what it is. So, I'm sitting there minding my business, you know what I mean? And one of the women, as I'm finishing up, wrapping up my business, and I'm about to go inside to go to meet to go upstairs back to my hotel and wait to go to Old Vegas, when these women decide to, whip me on my backside. Like, straight up with a whole whip, just whip me on my backside. And if I, like I said, if I was in New York and they tried that, there would have definitely been a conversation. Yo, we not doing that. Don't ever like that. And you know how that goes down and how that talk happens. It's don't do that. Don't, nah, we not doing that. But I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation. It is what it is. It's not that big of a deal. I say, you know what? Cool, fine, whatever. And I just walk back inside. But I'm telling you right now, my inner ancestors was definitely almost tempting me to give that shorty a good right hook. And listen, I'm not, you should always keep your hands to yourselves. Let's start with that. Always keep your hands to yourselves. But when that fucking whip hit my back, when that fucking tassel or whatever, that black fucking tassel she had, listen, she almost caught a palm to the face. Because it's just the principle. We're both black people, and we both know what that whip signifies. And my ancestors just, they was calling me. They was saying, Wakanda forever, give it a hands. I mean, that's the best way for me to describe it. And that's just how I felt at the time. I know I'm on vacation, so that's why I didn't do anything. I just laughed it off and went about my business. But they definitely tested my thug on that strip. My New York almost came out, and I'm a Long Island kid. But I always tell people I got like maybe that 5-10% of Hempstead and maybe that 2% of Brooklyn. That shit almost popped out at that moment. I'll tell you that right now, my boy. That shit almost came out. Because I was really tempted. I was really tempted to say something. But yeah, after that, we went to Old Vegas, and that was a blast. I had a great time over there. Drinks were far cheaper. You could get 4 or 5 drinks for maybe $15, $20. 4 or 5 drinks on the strip is like $50. I ain't even gonna cap. And the vibe was just better. You could tell that, there was this kid, which I might take the audio from off my phone and try to see if I can sneak it in to the podcast. So if you hear it in the background or you see me cut out and you hear it playing, that is the kid that is playing the music. And let me tell you something, the bop, the vibe, it was immaculate. It was a great vibe. And I felt right at home. It felt way different compared to the strip. Like the strip, you have all the fancy people in dresses, dressed up, looking all nice, gorgeous, the whole nine yards. That's not realistic. Nobody's ever gonna do that all the time. So seeing the opposite side of it, seeing the natives and people just relaxing, gambling, you had it. Like I said, it felt like I just came straight out the 90s, and that is kind of what I wanted. So if you ask me, that was a great trip. I saw the Hoover Dam. That was also great. I got some great dope photos of those. And yeah, that was my Vegas trip. Now, for all of that do not know, right? And this is not a cut, by the way. This is straight from that Vegas trip. Your boy got his first tattoo. I got the infamous Son Goku, him riding on the Nimbus Cloud, riding on Dragon Snake Way, just without the Dragon Snake Way, on the Columbus Cloud. When well, it could be Dragon Ball GT 2, but I think it's the original Dragon Ball. When he still had his tail and his pole. I got that on my right bicep. And I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I don't understand all the herky jerky. Oh, it's so painful. I didn't understand that. I mean, and I got it in a pretty sensitive spot when I looked at all the tattoo charts, pain charts. Cause you know me, I had to be mentally prepared, right? When I looked at it, it said that's supposed to be like a very tender, not very tender. It's not like, you know, your rib, like, you know, that lower rib part that everybody says always hurts. It wasn't like that. It was like a yellow. If the rib was a red, this was like a yellow. And at certain points, it felt great. I'm not even gonna lie. If I mean, you know, it was painful during this part of the shading. But when she started hitting the hair, and parts of the hair felt really good, and it also made my fingers twitch. My friend told me she probably hit a nerve then, but yeah, no, whatever nerve she was hitting, I need to figure out what that nerve is and constantly get that shit hit, because that shit felt absolutely great. It felt like a massage, like my nerve was just being massaged, and that was great. I love that. And I definitely do plan to get more tattoos. Not for a little bit though. I want to work out some more, get my body a little bit more right, cause I want to do probably one on my outer forearm, on my outer bicep, and then one on my shoulder. So I need more shoulder muscle so that shit is not just on pure bone. Cause that's gonna hurt like a bitch if it is. But and probably it'll probably be after this trip, cause your boy gotta start saving some money for some shit. I mean. Unfortunately, my laptop is slowly dying out, so that is why we do have to get something else. And I'll probably get a whole PC just to avoid the whole fan issue, because that's kind of why I don't stream, is because the fan is so fucking loud in the background, and I just don't like it. And it's not the mic, because I've seen people with the same exact mic, and it sounds crispy. So I don't think it's the mic. I think it's just the fan is just loud. I've cleaned it, don't know that. It's just old. Like I said, I got this PC back in 2015, 2016, around that time. So it's old. It is getting up there. So yeah. Okay, y'all. So welcome to the second half of the three part section of the Huey Show. So right now we have the booth. Like I said before, so this week is gonna be mostly about sports, all sports, NFL, NBA. And if anything else pops up, I will think of it then. But yeah, so last time you guys had heard from me, it was Miami Heat versus Knicks, I believe. And let me tell you something, I did not expect for the Heat to beat the Celtics. That caught me completely off guard. I didn't even expect the Heat to beat the the Milwaukee Bucks. And the fact that my cousin was right, you know, I just want to say congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. I am approximately probably 2 months late. But I would just like to say congratulations to them. Definitely deserved it. They were the number one seed. They were probably the most dominant team throughout the whole season for the most part. And yeah, I mean, congratulations to them. Joker absolutely deserved it. Absolutely deserved the ring. I mean, he might not have won MVP, which is arguably, you know, I think he could have got it over Embiid, but I have no issue with Embiid getting that award. No issue at all. I just want to talk about that whole playoffs run. First of all, Ja, you had to stay out of trouble. I had no issue with Ja having a gun. I want to start with that. However, Ja, I feel like people are forgetting about Ja's whole issue. Ja has been in constant conflicts with fighting with kids over, fighting with teenagers, fighting with people at malls, fighting over shit with his mom and sister, which I do understand. You do have to defend the family even when they're wrong. But there's ways to handle it. And Ja just has not been handling it the best. That it looks like a part of his... He's going to miss parts of the season. I can't remember exactly how many. Let me see. I don't think it's a lot. I think it's only like 25 games. I'll tell you right now. Give me 1 second. Suspension. Now, 25 game suspension. So which is not that crazy. If you ask me personally, we've seen way worse with Gilbert Arenas with his whole year suspension, but it was a different commissioner, so we do have to operate by different rules. Who else? The Mavericks kind of fucked me over. I mean, and I'm talking about the teams that I was looking at. And with the acquiring of Kyrie, it just wasn't a good match. It just wasn't good chemistry with the team. They didn't have no defense. They gave up all the defensive pieces to get Kyrie, and the fact that they took the ball away from Luka, and unfortunately Luka doesn't have an off-ball game like a Klay Thompson or a Stephen Curry, or I'm trying hell, what's his name off the Indiana Pacers? Even though he's all offense and no defense, I just can't remember his name because I'm drawing a blank on him. But a lot of the shooters in the league can easily go off ball and be great. Let me not say be great and be good. He just does not have that. Luka is very much a ball dominant guard, just like Kyrie is. Kyrie's not really an off the ball shooter. He can be, but that's not really his game. So when you have two ball dominant guys who both excel in the fourth quarter, who want the ball in their hands, and you take it out of one guy's hands and put it in the other, and you really had a guy who was just like Kyrie Irving, maybe not as clutch and doesn't of course have a ring, but you had that, and he left you guys for the Knicks. You kind of look a little foolish because you could have had the same pieces with the same defense and possibly even went further this year than last year, but. That's just how the game is. That just unfortunately is how the cookie crumbles, and they ended up fucking up my fucking list because I think I had the Mavs reaching the playoffs along with Kyrie Irving, and they kind of put they sold my shit down the river. I mean, straight up like that, the boat went right down the river, went right over the fucking waterfall. Let me tell you something, I like I said, and who is it? Was it Trae Young that also on my list? I have no issue with Trae Young, but he definitely had an average season. Not horrible, just not great. And you gotta call a spade a spade. The Warriors, now that Jordan Poole's gone and Draymond is there, we shall see how this tandem goes. And if it doesn't go great, it doesn't go great. They are getting older, which is unfortunate. Steph is believe it or not, Steph is hooping. I mean, he balling. I mean, to be fair, this might be one of the best Steph Currys we've seen since his unanimous MVP season. And I'm not gonna lie, me personally, it looks like Steph is balling even better than he was that year. So it's just that the whole competition of the league has gotten better. But talking about the NBA, the Lakers are the Lakers. I'm not gonna discuss all the teams because we kind of saw how some of the cookies crumbled. The Clippers injuries as per usual. Nobody really cared about the Nets because everybody knew they weren't going far. The Pelicans, they have a porn star issue, Mariah Mills. I mean, the Hornets, MJ just sold them. I mean, the Magic is the Magic. Don't know, but ain't nobody gave a fuck about them since shit. I mean, maybe Dwight Howard. I mean, maybe since then. I mean, I don't care about none of the rookies. I'm trying to think who else really is really more effective. My Knicks are my Knicks. I don't know. We gotta figure out what piece we're gonna acquire because I feel like we're not gonna draft it. We gotta let RJ go. He's not the answer. I mean, and I'm not gonna repeat myself because I've talked about this multiple times. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I do not hate RJ as a person. I want to say that his game is just not gonna benefit us anymore. And speaking on that. I saw this post on NBA Reddit. Sometimes my topics are going to be from NBA Reddit. Sometimes they're going to be from said links. And it's crazy thing about the 10 franchises. There are 10 franchises that have never run a ring. Some of them have reached the playoffs. Some of them have never reached the playoffs. The 10 teams are the Phoenix Suns, which is crazy. The Brooklyn Nets. The Orlando Magic. The Utah Jazz. Diabolical. Blame MJ. Indiana Pacers, also blame MJ, and the Lakers. Los Angeles Clippers, the Lakers, Memphis Grizzlies, it could be Warriors, Lakers, that could be a few teams. Minnesota Timberwolves, Lakers, who else could that be? Rockets, who else could that be? That could be a lot of teams. Charlotte Hornets and the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, New Orleans, I don't think it's fair because I think they're a pretty new team. Same thing for the Hornets. Directly, they're a new team. Now, the ones that do not surprise me on this list: Suns, Magic, and Jazz. Those teams have probably some of the most well-known finals teams, and they just got fucked because of Jordan. I mean, because of Jordan, or with the Magic case, it's just that the Rockets had a game, and even though I always say, the Rockets weren't wrong for picking who they chose. They just didn't pick the best option. I mean, getting Hakeem Olajuwon was not a bad pick. It just, like I said, wasn't the best option. You have a 6-time world champion compared to a 2-time world champion. I mean, you can't really beat that. But what's crazy is that the Clippers, throughout their whole existence, has never been past the conference finals. As Clippers, I'm saying. I think they were at the San Diego Clippers or San Diego something, and then they moved. Or that I could be thinking of the King. Oh, the Kings became one from the Royals to the Kings, and then yeah, okay, yeah, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. Yeah, the Clippers were the San Diego Clippers, and then they moved. Sorry about that. I just need a quick drink of water or a Sprite. I got water next to me. But these teams are just so synonymous with winning, except for the Nets. And the Clippers, and the Hornets, but a lot of these teams are, and the Timberwolves. Some of these teams, not to change that. Some of these teams are synonymous with winning. It's just that they never get to the promised land. Suns, okay, they did have that, you know, from what was it, 20, probably say 20, 2007 till probably 20, I'll say 18. Were they a bad team? Yes. But all teams are shitty. I mean, realistically, the Bulls haven't been a finals team since MJ left. And that's not, and it's not disrespecting the Bulls. It's just that they've ran into LeBron and Kobe. I mean, that's just how it is. And they didn't really run to Kobe. It's just we knew they would have ran into Kobe. So that's just how the cookie crumbles. The Magic, like I said, the Rockets, and you know, always falling short in the playoffs. I mean, it definitely sucks because you got one of my favorite players. Why am I drawing a blank on him? Oh my goodness, Tracy McGrady. I don't know why I was drawing a blank on him. One of my favorite players, Tracy McGrady. I mean, he played on him. It's just they just always fall short. Another team that could also be on here, which I'm surprised or not, is the Atlanta Hawks. Like I said, MJ, the Boston Celtics, and the Knicks. I mean, even though they've, yeah, I mean, let me not say the Knicks. They've probably beat the Knicks the last few years. fucking Trae Young. But, I mean, the Hawks, they've had a few good runs. I mean, the Raptors got their ring now, but the Raptors at one point kept facing LeBron or Allen Iverson or whoever and just kept getting body-walked. I mean, it does happen, but it's just crazy how a lot of these teams have just never made the finals or have never even gotten out the conference finals without the second round, like with the Charlotte Hornets, who had Kemba Walker. I mean, they had a not the best squad, but they had something all right, and they just could never get past it. And that completely baffles my mind. In particular, the Magic, the Jazz, and the Suns, because they've probably come the closest out of most of these people on this list. The Nets never had a chance. I'm sorry, 02 and 03, that was gonna go to the Lakers or to the Detroit Pistons, because the Detroit Pistons were a defensive juggernaut. It's just nobody expected them to out offense the Lakers with Shaq, Kobe, old Gary Payton, old what's his face from the Jazz, I just can't remember his name, Mailman, you know, the pedophile himself, pedophile, whichever one you want to call him. So I mean, it's just that's just how the cookie crumbles if you just happen to get a bad time. Like the Grizzlies have always had a rough time, if you think about it. If it's not the Lakers, it's the Warriors. If it's not the Warriors, it could be numerous amounts of teams. But those are the main two right now that I've seen always beat them is the Lakers and the Warriors and the Mavericks. Wait, no. Mavericks are East Coast, right? No. Mavericks might be West Coast. But the Mavericks got a ring, so it doesn't matter. You know what it is? I get them confused because the Memphis Grizzlies are theoretically supposed to be an East Coast team, but they're West Coast. So it is what it is. Now, what I want to also discuss, right? This isn't basketball. This is more, European football, soccer, whichever you want to call it. Mbappe's bag. If he doesn't take that, if they want to donate, like $1 million to me, 500,000, 250,000, hell, I'll take 10,000, 5,000, 1,000, give me $5, give me, I don't know, I'll take whatever. If he doesn't want it, I'll take it. Somebody will take it. That's not even generational wealth. I don't even know what to call that. So I just want to show you guys what the numbers were split down into, right? So he would get 700 million per year. Now this is of course 1 year, 58.33 million per month, 1.9 million a day, 79. I guess this is rubies, Europeans, or whatever, however you want to call it. 79,000 an hour, 1,000 a minute, and 22 euros or whatever that is per second. That is ridiculous, bro. That's insane. For 1 year, just to go play in a league that's probably worse, that you know is worse than you, but you're doing it for the bag. And he's young. I have no issue with him doing it with where he's at. Because why not? I mean, PSG's not happy, but that's because he's thinking about sitting out in order to go get this bag. I'm not mad at him. Go get your bag. I mean, I think to be fair, I mean, and we are gonna discuss this with NBA players on the next topic because I think this is the next topic. I have no problem with NBA players getting their bag when it's their contract year, and I will continue that part in the next topic. But for him, go get your bag, bro. Go get that money, play in there for a year, get your 700 million, then come back, then you can go to whatever league you want and go dominate. I mean, I see nothing wrong with this. This is fair. I mean, that's a lot of money. And I even NBA players are reacting talking about, hey, if any league in China wants to offer me that bag for 1 year, take 1 year off from the NBA, go play, and then you don't even have to play really, you don't have to try. Go over there, do your thing, and then come back. Bag Central. And if I were Mbappe, I would for sure take that. Okay. Now moving on to the next topic. So what I might do, I might get into my editing bag, and I might talk about Austin Rivers' point upon how he feels about the NBA. And how, certain athletes are, of course, star athletes dominate.
Regardless of how good of a player you are, man, the NBA is not, it's a privilege. And if you were a free agent, then you could choose where you were going to go.
Right.
That's the business.
Yeah.
But when you're not and you sign a deal, man, that's part of the business, bro. If you get traded somewhere, like, you got to go play, man. You know what I mean? Like,
For sure.
And this started with like James and Ben and all these guys doing this shit. It's bad for the league. Yeah, it's a scary dynamic when stars start acting like this. And I'm not a big fan of it, I gotta be honest with you. And I'm a big fan of Damian. Everyone knows. I mean, I've had so many battles with him. I've been in many playoff series against Damian, and he's probably one of the hardest players I've ever had to guard in my entire life. Everyone knows the clip where I had to like pray to God when he missed that shot. But I don't like when stars do that because it's just like, what does every other player do? So because you're a good player, like you just don't have to show up.
It's the NBA. Let's not be fucking foolish. Let's not be stupid. Most stars generates most sports leagues. That's just how it is, because they bring in the most money. They're the cash cows. Now, based upon this clip, and this is a clip, it's not the whole thing. I still haven't, unfortunately, been able to watch the whole thing. However, he has an issue, which is with the way the contracts were set up, and as to why the CBA is fucked up is because of the players constantly having to always moving. Like he said, with Harden or LeBron has been accused of this, so I'm not gonna put LeBron in there. Harden, Kyrie Irving, KD. Trying to think who else has also really requested a trade. Ben Simmons. All these players kind of made it hard for the little guys to get their, you know, $10 million. Let me not say $10 million. $40 million for 3 years or $30 million for 2 years. It's been very much. It's either you're getting $10 to $15 million or you're getting $50 million. I mean, you know, they're of course, you know, the 40s, but you know, if you're not a guy who's getting at least 15 points with at least 6 assists and some rebounds, you're not getting paid. You're not getting a bag, and that's just how it is. Now, do I agree with certain points of his? If you're in free agency, I have no issue with you doing that. Go get your money. Now, I do understand what people are saying. You know, you sign a contract, you are supposed to honor it. However, if the team is not honoring you, I have no issue with a player going out of his way to find a better situation. Because the name of the game, get a ring. I mean, we could say, oh, this is soft, that's soft. But the name of the game is to get a ring, to get to that Hall of Fame. And say what you will, basketball is a team sport. You don't win the NBA Finals without being a team. Even the Mavericks were a team. Even the Rockets were a team. There were so many. Even the Pistons were a team. So they didn't win with one player. They won with one great player, of course, having a great season. But the people around them were also having good to above average seasons themselves, playing great defense or whatever. So I understand what Austin Rivers is saying. Like I said, I'm gonna put, you know, a snippet of it. Maybe try to play a few seconds, maybe a good minute of it, just so you understand what his point is. Just to give him the fair doubt, because it is a clip, and I think everybody should go watch the whole thing so you can get a full understanding of it, and you don't judge a man based upon 30 seconds. Because let's be honest, the attention span of people, hell, somebody has to listen to yourself for 15 seconds in order for it to count as a play, because the attention of people is just so little nowadays. That's just how it is. Like I said, I understand people wanting players to stay, because a lot of this trade moving, a lot of the super team building it's nasty, and it doesn't bring no competition. Nobody is really interested. Like when KD was with the Warriors for the years, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't watching basketball. I'd watch the second half of the season, the first few rounds of the Eastern. And then I'd maybe watch the first and second round of the Western. And then at that point, I knew the Warriors were going to win it. I mean, there was just no point. Like, I remember that year when they did win it in 2019, right? I was watching most of the East Coast. I was watching the Raptors face against the Heat. Raptors face against the Celtics and the Sixers. Because those were great series to watch. If you did not watch that series, you missed out on great games. Great games. And after that, I tuned out until I saw that KD went down. Once I saw that, I said, oh, shit. Then I saw Klay went down. I mean, Klay was a little late, but... And it was like, they might actually win this. And then they won it. Now, injuries are part of the game. So, I call it spade a spade. They won. I'm not trying to hear, no, oh, they won because of this. Injuries are a part of the game. You can make that same argument with, unfortunately, Draymond getting kicked out. Bogut not being in for the last couple games of the finals when the Cavs won. Nobody's trying to hear that. It's a part of the game. Deal with it. Same thing with the bubble. I'm not trying to hear, no, that's a Mickey Mouse ring. Deal with it. They still have to go out there and hoop. Simple. But yeah, I have no issue with that. But it does, I understand what he's saying by that kind of screwed them in this CBA. Because you're definitely seeing it in the contracts this year. I mean, you're seeing it. I mean, the only people that I know that really got paid out this year are really the six men. Everybody else I know has been like little deals. Nothing crazy, nothing out of control. I see a lot of people, you know, taking their extensions, even though prior years they would have gotten out of the extensions to get an even bigger bag. So that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. And I'm not that surprised that the NBA is doing what it's doing. Okay. Now to NFL news. CJ Gardner, that was originally that could have been out for the season is now changed day to day, and the injury they deemed is not to be as serious, and he could actually play the season. So to he's a Detroit Lion, I believe. So I just wanted to give that quick little shout out. Because I feel like it is always important to talk about the health of players. Players, I feel like that when they're recovering, they don't get that same attention as compared to when they get hurt. So I think you got to give them both. You got to give them the attention for finding out good news and for when they get healthy. Now you just got to go produce on that field. Ooh, he made that? Sorry, y'all. I'm watching the basketball tournament on my TV, and this dude just did a step back jump shot in the third quarter, 59-56. It's a good game. But I mean, listen, yeah, like I said before, you should always give that credit. You should always try to, you know, be optimistic, because the NFL is a brutal game. It's a violent game. There's a reason why they call it a collision sport, not a contact sport like basketball or whatever. I think hockey should also be a collision sport too, because that is, they move faster than NFL players a lot of times. So, and they're bigger. Well, let me not say all of them are bigger. Some of them are bigger. And speaking on that, we got the NFL running back issue, okay? Listen, I understand that running backs naturally take a lot of damage. They take a lot of damage going through high school, especially into college, because they're deemed to be athletic mega giants, especially in college. Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, both were absolute college superstars coming out of college. Absolute. Absolute superstars. And it's just unfortunately that, you know, because of the wear and tear that they take coming out of college and coming into the league, they really only last their contract years, which is 3 to 4 years, and then they try to go for that, they try to renew, and of course they don't get that same bag. Realistically, the running back position is becoming phased out because you have people like Lamar Jackson who can do both. And, the read play option is becoming so more and more common, and the pass game has become way more important than anything else. Cornerbacks, QBs, and linemen have become the main thing that most teams focus on, because most teams are running a passing, high offense. That's just what it is. High action offense that requires a lot of passes. Not so much running, and the only time they really run it is just to make sure that you're always on your toes in case they do run it. And the main team that I've seen that stick to more that running back-esque style, which is, you know, the Tennessee Titans, and they not winning shit. So, Tennessee Titans, I'm trying to think who else. Maybe the Cleveland Browns with Chubbs. Those are the main ones off the top of my head. What's his face? I think he's on the 49ers. He's another one. Christian something? Christian McAfee? No, McAfee. That's the McAfee show. Christian something. He's another one. But it's a shame. It really is, because the running backs used to be like, I still watch just highlights of so many great running backs. Jim Brown, Deion Sanders, so many great running backs, and they kind of just get phased out. It happens. That's the nature of the sport. It's a brutal sport, and like I said, when you have such a short lifespan compared to let's say a QB who can come in at 24 and last till he's 40 if he gets lucky. You know, there's not gonna be Tom Brady's. There's not gonna be like as we saw with Peyton Manning, who just couldn't do it anymore. That's not gonna be everybody. It's not. And especially with running back, you know, Marshawn Lynch, there's so many greats that you could, Richardson, Eric, you got so many, and it's just a shame that because of their position, they're gonna be deemed lower value compared to a QB, a cornerback, a wide receiver, or a lineman, because those are more key and more important to a quarterback. And the quarterback is the king of the chessboard. I mean, and that's just it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I understand what they're trying to do. They want a more equal pay. But after what happened with Ezekiel Elliott, they're not, no team's trying to do that. No team's trying to give you almost the damn near max contract for a running back, which his contract at that time was looked at like that. Nobody's trying to give you that right now. So it's just an unfortunate situation, I guess, for the running backs. I won't be surprised if a few of them sit out for a good little bit of the season, but I have no issue with them doing it. But I do understand the other side of it, though. You come in, you got damage already, and then you add on even more damage that's even worse with players, with most players that were stars in college now in the league. It's just a rough, it's a rough field to stand on. It's a rough turf to stand on, and fortunately, some people are just gonna get fucked. That's just the nature of the beast. All right, now we're on to the final and unfortunate last part of the Huey Show, Huey's Nerd Room. This could be, like I said, become the War Room, but this is gonna be a little bit more short. It's gonna be on the shorter side. So listen, I've been kind of trying, right, because I've been very much inspired from the Warhammer 40K universe, as well as from the Halo universe and parts of the World of Warcraft universe, and maybe a little Lord of the Rings, but not too much. So I've been trying to write my own little universe, right? Completely, you know, it's there's gonna be, like I said, it's Warhammer 40K, so there's gonna be some dark shit, right? Heroes are gonna die, people are gonna die. There's gonna be war. It's gonna be more fantasy futuristic than really sci-fi, right? It's going to have some Game of Thrones in it. So that means sometimes the hero might win. You might have some hero moments. And it's going to have its wow moments to where both sides sometimes win. And that's just how it is. I mean, let me not say hero. I don't want no heroes in my stories. I don't like heroes in stories because realistically there are no heroes. Every villain is a hero in his own mind. So, but yeah, I've been trying to create this universe. And I'm not going to lie, I see why it took Warhammer 40K like 60 something years or something like that to create. This shit is hard as a bitch. Trying to create content and trying to create characters, create whole species out of nothing is not the easiest shit. But I'm having a blast doing it. I'm having a blast. I love it. It's when I feel like, all right, I can sit down and think of some shit. I sit down, I write something. It doesn't have to be the most creative thing. It doesn't have to be the most descriptive because I'm not a great writer. But it's just to get it started, so if it catches a great writer's eye, they can just jump right on in and create their own little part of it. And maybe we can bounce off each other. We can do the whole, everything is written, but not everything is canon. Not everything is true. We can take that part from Warhammer 40K too. Listen, I'm telling y'all right now. Everybody steals from everybody. The Romans stole from numerous cultures. America stole from numerous cultures. British stole from numerous cultures. Everybody steals from everybody. I'm just trying to create my own thing, something to which I can see myself reading. Yeah, that's gonna be it. For this podcast episode, because I think we're almost at an hour now, and probably once I edit it, probably put some things in there, it'll be a little more spruced up. But yeah, like I said, I'm gonna cut Huey's Nerd Room short this time. And then the next time, though, this probably could be a whole bunch more topics, more things gaming related, more things fantasy related. But that will be for another podcast episode, and maybe a video, because I might take this video format too. But it has been your boy Huey, and I will talk to you guys later. Deuces. You are all that matters. I dance around the darkness down on Billie Jean Road. If I ain't to it, then we still'll be broke. Thought I got the formula, bon appetit. I got a beat in case my baby Baba ever leak. Wise beyond my years, but way behind my peak. You gotta eat. This is a step to my princess. Point of interest, fourth in interest. Hallelujah, the kid grew up. The crowd cheered, the child booyah. Mic drop, I walk home. I don't care about.
Part of my life, I'm growing up, and I wanna do this the right way, go out of it, grow out of it in the best way possible. So thank you guys for being there thus far, and it's only gonna get better.
Don't care about, they don't.